Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is a minute to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some people have the minute to fast the entire day. I don't know anybody like that, but there is such a minute. If you do fast the whole day, till Yom Tov, then you should eat something in the morning early before Amud HaShachar. You should get up at Dafka early before Amud HaShachar and eat, because there's an inyan not to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah the whole day and to come into Rosh Hashanah fasting. So at least towards the end of the night, early in the morning, before sunrise, or about 72 minutes before sunrise, should have something to eat. The more prevalent minig is only to fast part of the day, Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you're going to daven mincha early, then you should fast until mincha gedola, which is a half an hour after chatzos. Approximately about a half an hour after chatzos, and daven mincha first and then eat. If you're not going to daven mincha early, then you should fast till chatzos and you can eat after chatzos. If you do daven mincha first, you say aneinu, but you don't say biyom tzom tani sein, you say aneinu aneinu Hashem aneinu ki b'tzor agadol anoch. We don't blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though this year Erev Rosh Hashanah is Friday, we're not going to blow shofar on Shabbos also. And the purpose you don't blow shofar is to make a difference between the shofar that you have to blow and the shofar that's only a minute. The whole world is only a minute to blow shofar. Rosh Hashanah you have to blow shofar. So it should be one day in between to differentiate between the shofar that's only a minute and the shofar that's a mitzvah. But since the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar because it's Shabbos. So there's no real differentiation between minig and halacha. It's a different reason why we don't blow shofar. So we don't blow shofar the day before. So Friday already we don't blow shofar. Okay, after davening Erev Rosh Hashanah, most people have the minig to make Hataras Nedarim. Now this Hataras Nedarim is only for Nedarim that you don't know if you made or not. If you know specifically you made a neder that you want to nullify, then you should specify the nether and why you want to nullify it, and one of the three people who are being matter nether should know the halachas of nedarim. Okay. If you don't know any specific nether, you just want to be careful in case you did something, you forgot about it or whatever, then that tells nedarim of any three people, and just saying it in general is okay. But if you really know that you have a nether, that's not good enough. So
only one of the three have to know.
Right. So the general Hataras Nedarim, none of the three have to know. They just have to know how to read from the Siddur. The people who are Matir Neder can be relatives of each other, and they can be relatives of the person who is being Matir Neder. It's not like a Beis Din where you can't have relatives on the Beis Din, or people who are relatives to the person who is being judged. But the Hataras Nedarim of the Neder doesn't apply. So they have to be Gedolim. And therefore, they should be the three people who are being matir neder should be over bar mitzvah and already have reached puberty. In other words, and if they should already be shaving, and if ready to shave, and if they're not, then they shouldn't be part of that, the three who are matir neder. The Hataras Nedarim has two parts to it. The first part is in case we made any neder and we forgot about it. And if we would have known that we were going to make a neder and forget about it, we would never have made the neder to begin with, for sure. We would have said b'li neder. So you ask that the neder be nullified. That's fine. So you don't know if there is or there isn't. And definitely, because you don't know, that kind of matzah is for sure that if you would have known, that would have come up. You never would have made the neder to begin with. So every Hataras Nedarim needs three people to be matzah, and needs charata. You have to regret making the nether from the beginning. Not you regret it now, but if you would have known the circumstances would have come up, you would never have made that nether to begin with. You regret from the beginning of making it. So there are circumstances that don't warrant that we don't assume that you would, or there are other kinds of things that you need a pesach of charata, you have to have some thing that so that if you had a nether, you know for sure, sometimes you can't be not the nether. Sometimes a person doesn't regret making the nether to begin with, he only regrets it now. But if he would have known to begin with, he still would have made a neder. So then you have to ask questions, you have to find out if it's the kind of neder that could be mutter or not. So if you know you have a specific nether, then you have to get three people, one of them who knows halachas, say what the nether was, at least to one of them, the one who knows halachas, and he'll determine if you can make Hatoros Nedarim or not. If somebody wants to make Hatoros Nedarim for his wife, you can't make Hatoros Nedarim for anybody else. You don't do it for yourself. But a husband for a wife can make Hatoros Nedarim, but he should tell the Beis Din before he starts that he is saying this for himself and for his wife, or after he finishes, instead of saying it all again, he can say, whatever I said now for myself, and you are matter, goes for my wife too, as it says in the Siddur, you don't have to repeat the whole thing, and then they just say again, mutalof, 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 and that nullifies the nedarim for the wife also. But again, only helps your wife. A father can't do it for his daughters. If a woman has nedarim to be matter, the minig basically is that women do not make this general hataris nedarim. But if they have a nether, they have to be matter, and they want to be matter in nether, then they should come either Erev Rosh Hashanah or any other day and get a Beis Din together and be matter nether. And the people on the Beis Din have to be men. What?
Shrik is on if the wife works for a particular nether also?
Yeah. Okay. Erev Rosh Hashanah, like every Erev Yom Tov, but even more so, Erev Rosh Hashanah is an Inyan to shower, bathe, if you need a haircut, to get a haircut, cut your nails, and come into a Hashanah Yom Tov thing. Because it says that that's, the Medrash says that that's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam, when the Goyim have a din, so they're mourning and they get dressed up in black, and it's a sad day. By us, we have enough confidence that whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam does is for our good, so we're confident that the din will come out okay. So even though we have trepidation of exactly what's going to come out, but we know no matter what comes out, it's for our good. So you show that by getting dressed nicely and dressing nice clothing. Again, women, men don't make that much of a difference. Men don't have the younger clothing, the younger clothing. But for a woman, she should wear a more somber younger clothing than flowery, colorful kinds of clothing. Some people have the need to wear white Rosh Hashanah, others only on the kippur, men and women. Our minikir is not to wear a kippur Rosh Hashanah except for the people who are davening or laning or whatever. But Stam, the minik is not that the whole tzibur wears a kippur, but if somebody has a minik to wear a kippur Rosh Hashanah, he's not allowed to wear a kippur anytime he wants. He can wear Rosh Hashanah too. There's no kibbutz not to wear a kippur. But our minikir, the tzibur does not wear kippur on Rosh Hashanah. There's also a minig to go to the Beis HaKvaros, Erev Rosh Hashanah, one to daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam had mercy on us in the din, in the schus of the mason that are buried there, and for that you have to go to either Kivrei Tzadikim or these Kvarim of Jews who are kosher. But there's another reason to go, and that is that to remind ourselves that if we don't get mercy from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we'll be in the same matzah as the people who are buried there. That helps even go to Goy. So for that, it's even to a Goyish cemetery would be okay to go. But when I say Goyish cemetery that has crosses, well, maybe we shouldn't go to. But a Muslim cemetery, there's no Jewish cemetery available, for the second reason would be okay. When you go to a Beis HaKvaros, I think a bracha, if you haven't been there for 30 days, and even if you have been there for 30 days, if it's another cemetery, you make a new bracha within 30 days. And it's the same cemetery, and there are new graves, what's it called, the Chori Osa, if you make a new bracha. After you leave the cemetery, the minig is to pluck up some grass and throw it over your shoulder and say, Zohar ki ofer anachu, and to wash, you have to wash three times like you wash in the morning, and the minig is not to dry your hands, and not to what's it called, hand the cup for washing one to the other, put it down, and the other person takes. Bracha on the Beis HaKvaros in the Siddur. Asher Yatzor Eschem B'Din, B'Zom B'Chukla Eschem B'Din, it's a nice size bracha, and then it ends with the beginning of the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, till the name on Atzolach HaYos Nesi. Person should give tzedakah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he should be tovu. A man should be tovu, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he should go to a mikveh, and if he can't go to a mikveh, he should at least shower in a way that 9 tab and 24 quarts of water go over his body. Doesn't have to do it. Every spot of his body should go over his head and fall over his body as much as it can. Okay. That's pretty much the halacha. This year of Rosh Hashanah is Friday, Shabbos, and there's no Eruv Tavshilin. And, okay, we'll start next week with the halachas of the davening on Rosh Hashanah, and Kabbalah Shabbos and Suda Shabbos on the first night, and the Simon. Okay, that will be next week.